Hello, this is Bing Crosby.
This is Ann Wilson of Heart.
Alice Cooper here. Yes, that Alice.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
This is Aurelio Voltaire, and you're listening to the Sounds of Halloween
podcast. It's called a podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is the sixth episode of the second Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown. Through the end of the month, I'll be reposting previous episodes, the top 10 most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the sixth of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st, and at least one brand new podcast here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it. So if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I tried.
Number five is alive.
Five.
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 Five. Number five.
The fifth most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast is actually the second most recent on the countdown, being just released last month. This was the episode all about the Sounds of Christmas switch to the Sounds of Halloween, which began on October 1st and runs through Halloween night. This is a tradition I started years ago in the early days of the Sounds of Christmas station. I'm going to share this story once again, as I think it really illustrates how and why the Sounds of Halloween came to be. Like most families, Halloween and Christmas have always been big at our house. Lisa and the kids are on the Halloween side, while I'm with Santa. I learned long ago not to try and convert any of them. I think what happened at Disneyland once explains it best. In one of the studios at California Adventure, you can use this machine to determine which hero or villain you are. I was Tarzan. All three of them were villains. Oh well, they love me anyway. So as we move toward October, I get super busy working on the new season of The Sounds of Christmas. While the station stays on year-round, I had decided to make a change in October, turning The Sounds of Christmas into The Sounds of Halloween from October 1st through Halloween night. I admit, mostly, this was just for my family. While I kick the tires and otherwise make sure everything is set to go for the coming season, including loading lots of new music. But I found there are a lot of other people that love Halloween too. So year after year, I've expanded the Halloween playlist, finding more and more Halloween music. With all that said, what is Halloween music? Some of it's pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, Ghostbusters, songs about things you associate with Halloween, ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, and witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny. Many are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like The Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language, and some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. And like The Sounds of Christmas, I add new stuff to The Sounds of Halloween every year, like Charlie Crockett's version of Ghost Riders in the Sky from this summer's movie Twisters, as well as a track or two from the deluxe version of Duran Duran's album Dance Macabre, which originally came out last year. Miley Cyrus doing Psycho Killer is another new one I'm adding this year, and there's new music from Disney Plus's series Agatha All Along. On The Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic. And I do the same thing with the Halloween music. For example, I have over a dozen versions of Don't Fear the Reaper and almost three dozen different takes on I Put a Spell on You, though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate songs and artists so you don't hear the same songs and same voices over and over. During the Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and over a dozen versions of Monster Mash. And I play lots of Disney songs from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney Plus. I also have at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. As a further example, and to give you a better idea of what I mean by Halloween music, here are a dozen songs I randomly shuffled from the Sounds of Halloween library as I started working on this episode. Fifth Harmony, I'm in Love with a Monster. Joe Wallace, Leopard Man. Seaway, Brain in a Jar. Jeff Bridges and the Rusty Pistols, Riders in the Sky, a cowboy legend. Van Halen, Running with the Devil. The Monotones, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. L.A. Guns, Cry Little Sister. Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. Billy Cobb, Halloween. Rosemary Clooney, That Old Black Magic. Justin Hayward, Forever Autumn. And Harry Belafonte, Reincarnation. You probably recognize some of those songs, but are either unfamiliar with the artist I mentioned or just didn't realize they recorded a version of it as well as a popular one. For example, I have a bunch of versions of Cry Little Sister, including the original by Gerald McCann from the movie The Lost Boys, and I play all of those, but the one that shuffled out this time around was from LA Guns. Hope that all makes sense. One thing that is different this year is that the Sounds of Halloween will run until 6 a.m. Eastern on November 1st. That way, the West Coast of the U.S. and even Hawaii will get a chance to finish celebrating Halloween before the new season of the Sounds of Christmas begins. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Halloween and Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page where you can find most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can scroll down, find your favorite, click on over, and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.